in high heels and a pink tutu. Capello, braver than a bullfighter with no knickers on. The footballing gods are looking down on Real Madrid, stroking their big white beards and saying, Vamanos, muchachos!
No! Oh, no! Oh!
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God, no! Come on, no, no! Oh, God! God bless those tears up. I'm sick. I want to throw up.
My yarmulke almost fell off. I'm so taken aback.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Time for the Taco Man. Johnny Taco's here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Taco Man Radio is on the air.
Live from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. For the next couple hours, we're talking sports, we're talking smack. Guess who's here? Peyton Manning will be here, right? Not only Peyton Manning, his wife, Ashley Manning, has agreed to an interview. So we're going to have Ashley and Peyton Manning on an hour number two. That's the big tease for tonight's show. Peyton and Ashley Manning on the verge on the, of course, the big game tomorrow with Tom Brady straight up. Tom Brady now 11-5 when it comes to playing Peyton Manning. Will he go 12-5 tomorrow? What's happening tomorrow? Of course, the title games. Charles Jay will be here to talk to title games. The genius of genius from Plays by Jay. That's PlaysByJay.com. He'll be here about 20 minutes past the hour. Lots of combat sports to talk about. Boxing night on Fox, of course. The World Welterweight Championship up for grabs. The Welterweight Championship no longer belonging to Floyd Mayweather. It was up for grabs. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the NBA. We'll talk about Major League Baseball. Little Tiger Woods. Serena Williams, down under. She's winning. No, she's not down under. She's down under Australia. Bottom line is, we're going to have some fun tonight. So we've got open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Byline, iHeartRadio Sirius, XM Satellite Radio, and AFN Radio.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Morning, darling. Did you sleep good last night?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, you know, you really fixed up this place beautifully.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry about the way it looked last night. I usually keep the place pretty tidy, but I just separated things because I was airing everything out.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, Aunt Esther told me this place usually looks like a junkyard, outside and inside.
Yeah, well, that's Aunt Esther's sense of humor. Have you noticed that most people with a sense of humor look like they've been punched in the face by Mean Joe Green?
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
In the news, the WBO heavyweight champion, talk about undisputed world heavyweight champion Tyson Fury, was ringside last week at Deontay Wilder's fight, of course, and caused quite a stir after the Klitschko Fury rematch will take place in April or May in Wembley Stadium in the UK. Expect Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury to battle for the undisputed world heavyweight championship time in 2016. Zach Attack Young, what was happening tonight? Was Fox Sports or was that the regular Fox Network? Which one was it?
It was on regular Fox, which is the first time Fox has had a boxing match in a while, and I was a bit surprised that they had it on there because, you know, Fox is a partner of the UFC.
That's true, and of course, but Keith Thurman was doing the announcing. Keith Thurman is usually the star. I think he's the best welterweight. He and Kell Brook are probably the two best welterweights out there. But there were two other significant welterweights in the main event tonight. Of course, I'm talking about Robert Guerrero and Danny Garcia. Danny Garcia, the ascending world junior welterweight champion. Talk to me. 12 rounds later, what happened?
Hey, you know, I watched the fight. I honestly, all the judges had it 116-112 for Garcia. I honestly thought Guerrero might have edged that fight. It was a close fight, and I mean, it really could have went either way. And the fans in attendance booed the decision, so I think that shows you how close it really was.
Well, I don't think so. I think the crowd was basically Mexican Americans and Mexicans in Los Angeles, and they were booing against a Puerto Rican from Philadelphia, so that wasn't too tough. But Hector Martinez was in the house, the former manager of Roberto Duran. The man only lost one amateur fight in his entire life, capturing two Golden Glove championships here. He was ringside, and he said that Guerrero, although he was aggressive, he wasn't effectively aggressive. And I think he's got a point that I don't think Robert put punches together. I mean, he was coming forward, but he wasn't really doing a whole lot coming forward. And Danny, on the other hand, was you know, catching him with counter shots to the body and counter shots to the head. I think at the end of the 12-round stance, I think the punch count guys had, like, Garcia up by 60 punches. Now, I don't always go with them, but I thought that Danny Garcia maybe deserved the edge. Now, you think that Robert Guerrero deserved the edge. Now, if they were either of them were to vie with the world, you know, Kell Brook or any of those two, what does he do against, what does the winner do tonight against Kell Brook or Keith Thurman?
You know, I think Garcia would have a decent chance at beating Kell Brook, but Keith Thurman is another story. I think that would be a really bad matchup for Garcia. And I think based on this performance tonight, I mean, Garcia got busted up by Guerrero, who doesn't look to have too much left. I kind of think Keith Thurman would probably be able to stop Danny Garcia.
Zach, I think you're selling Kell Brook short. Anybody that's been stabbed three times, they're still alive. It's got to be a bad dude.
No, I mean, you're right. Kell Brook's a good fighter. I still would favor him over Garcia, but I think that would be an easier fight for Garcia, I should say.
Interesting. Of course, we've got the World Heavyweight Championship taking place last week, the WBC version. How come the IBF, who has been under wraps for being a pro-black organization, I've called it the International Brotherhood Foundation, of course, Bob Lee, the first founder and the president of the IBF, went to jail, federal prison, for taking bribes and things like that. So their background, their history is checkered with, not so many good things. But they stripped Tyson Fury less than 10 days after he captured the championship. How could they do that, Zach?
I mean, I really didn't understand that. It seemed completely wrong to me, especially since he's fighting a rematch against Klitschko. He's fighting the best possible opponent. How can you strip someone for that?
Okay. Is Tyson Fury that good?
Tyson Fury, you know, he's one of the top heavyweights in the world. I would favor Deontay Wilder over him. I think I'd favor the Cuban Luis Ortiz over him. But other than that, I mean, I think he could beat most heavyweights in the world.
Wilder and him, it's going to be a punch out. I mean, Wilder's not afraid. He will punch it out with you. And that's what's sort of cool about the kid from Alabama is, you know, he may not have the longest boxing resume in the world. Of course, the 2008 Olympic bronze medalist. But before that, not too many amateur fights. But he comes, man, and he throws.
Yeah, and I mean, he lands.
And he lands, yeah, unfortunately for the 35 guys he's fought already. But unfortunately for boxing fans, out of those 35 guys, 34 guys have been about you or me. I mean, you know, not too many of those guys will end up in the Hall of Fame, Zach.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Severn was a good opponent. I think Spilka was actually a good opponent for him. And Malik Scott, that was a good fight for him.
Oh, Malik Scott took a dive. It still stinks. Hold on. Let's bring in Christian from Galveston, Texas. Christian, can you still smell the manure from Malik Scott taking that dive?
To be honest, I don't even know much about Malik Scott.
Okay, I thought he took a dive against Deontay Wilder.
Wait. I think, you know what, come to think of it, how many opponents do you think haven't taken a dive from Deontay Wilder other than that Polish guy that Wilder beat last weekend?
Him and Stavern. What do you think of that, Zach? Have all his opponents been subpar?
I think most of them have because he didn't have much of an amateur career. But I think that he's fought, you know, four or five good opponents, which isn't bad. I mean, he's stepping up to the level. Severn's probably still the best guy that he's beaten.
Hey, you know, Christian, Pedro was waiting for you on the daytime show last week. You didn't call, huh? That's what happens when you get drunk and hungover and can't, you know, sleep it off all day long. That because we understand.
I was too busy caring about professional wrestling and football. Then I took a little snooze, you know.
Okay. I got to ask you this, though. Were you impressed with the comebacking Dominick Cruz, Christian?
Yes, I was impressed with how Dominick Cruz came back this past Sunday, really. Because, to think, the dude never lost the UFC Bantamweight title to begin with. And the dude came back with this 5-round war with TJ Dillashaw, and now he's the new, and 2-time, by the way, UFC Bantamweight Champion of the World, but I gotta ask, ASK, do you think that even though now he's back rejuvenated, better than ever, hopefully 100% healthy, do you think that he can have a healthy title defense?
Zach Attack, take that one on.
I think that's, you know, he did injure his foot. They were talking about after the fight he injured his foot. I think it'll be a while before he defends the title, but I'm really hoping that he'll be able to stay healthy. I think you make a good point, though. I think he's shown, I mean, over the last 3 years, he's fought twice. I mean, the guy's not, he's not the most durable guy in the world in terms of his body holding up to the training.
Hey, Christian, nobody in Sacramento, California was crying for TJ Dillashaw. Can you believe that? Nobody was crying for him.
To be honest, they probably have mixed feelings about him because of how Dillashaw left Team Alpha Male.
Yeah, he left him for money. That's what it boiled down to. Somebody offered him a few more bucks. He decided he was going to leave that family environment, having slept on Uriah Faber's couch back in the day. But the bottom line is he's left. He's on his own, and now he's no longer the USC Bantamweight champion. Of course, we've got Fariz Renoum and Cain Velasquez, a rematch coming up. Christian, give me in about 30 seconds. What's going to happen there?
To be honest, I don't see Cain Velasquez retaining. I think that Fabricio Werdum probably might retain the title again.
I think so, too, without a doubt. This is your Combat Sports Update brought to you by the WBO. Don't forget, you can follow the WBO, the World Boxing Organization, online on Facebook. Of course, you can follow them on their website, WBOboxing.com. This is your Combat Sports Update. Still one to come an hour and then two. Next up, Charles Dave, CJ Plays, baby. He'll be here talking all kinds of good sports, mainly NFL. Charles Dave, PlaysByJ.com. Stand
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
There's not a guy in this room that really gives a rat ass about candlelight dinners. Women seem to think we like them, but, you know, it's never our idea. I mean, does he have them with his friends when you're not around? Absolutely not. During the Super Bowl, okay, Bob, you get the Doritos, I'll get the candles. First down, yes! You make a candlelight dinner for a guy, believe me, he's sitting there squirming in his chair. I can't see the goddamn potato, this sucks. The hell did she make? What is this, a turd, a piece of corn? Honey, at least put on the TV, get some light over here. So romantic. It's right up there with taking a bath or a shower together. Cannot tell you how many times I come home at night, the wife will have a little bath made. She doesn't get it. She'll have candles in the bathroom like some kind of voodoo sacrifice. What are you doing?
Oh, I made us a bath.
You made us a bath. You ever see me take a bath? No, I don't take a bath. I can't even get my own fat butt in the tub without my feet halfway up the wall. We've tried this before. It doesn't work. I always get the side with the faucet in my back. Ow! Ow! Yeah, honey, I'd love to get a hard-on. There doesn't seem to be any room. Taking a shower together. That really sucks, fellas. See, women like that because they're the ones under the hot water. We're standing there like a moron with a shriveled up f***ing soap on our face. This is terrific, honey. I got no penis. I got shampoo in my eyes. Let me know when there's no more hot water. It'll be my turn. I'll be right over here. I'm cold. I'm naked. My f*** looks like a stack of buttons.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Are you nuts?
My friend for better than 30 years, Mr. Bobby Slayton. Don't forget, you can always check him out at BobbySlayton.com. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sports Overnight America. Zach Attack Young is coming to us from the City of Angels. And now we bring in the genius at PlaysByJay.com, at PlaysByJay.com, Mr. Charles J. Charles, you still laughing at that or what?
I remember Bobby Slayton from the movie Get Shorty. Did we discuss this before?
No, he was Shorty. He was in Get Shorty and also was in the Rat Pack.
I didn't see the Rat Pack, so there was a Rat Pack movie. Yeah, I remember that there was one, but I don't remember all that well who was in it, or even if I saw it.
Okay, so. Genius. The genius of geniuses at Plays by Jay. That's PlaysByJay.com. Tomorrow is the 17th meeting. Sunday's the 17th meeting between Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, and Brady's won 11 games in a row, but I think in the playoffs they're 2-2. What's going on with those numbers?
Well, I don't know if the numbers really have very much to do with what's going to happen tomorrow, except that New England has, not had all the success in the world at Denver in playoff situations, but I think that the situation with Manning now is so much different than it has been in the past, that, in terms of what he can do out there on the field, that I don't know even that previous dynamics could apply on his side of the thing in terms of the comparison. I mean, I think Brady is doing what Brady has, for the most part done through the years. But I think as far as the Denver offense with Manning is concerned, he's turned into a little bit more of the game manager than a guy who can, get it down the field in a hurry. And the Denver offense is obviously a much different one than it was, say, 2 years ago when they went to the Super Bowl.
Are they better off with Osweiler in there?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think the one thing that Manning brings to the table that Osweiler really couldn't duplicate is the idea that, they could run the offense a couple of different ways. Obviously, Gary Kubiak and his ideas were predicated a little bit more on a slower paced offense, where you would huddle up and where you would, you were concentrating on running the football. And he was absolutely committed to doing so when he came on board. With Manning, in the past, obviously with Denver, you've had a no-huddle offense. These guys have played tempo. But they'll do a little bit of that, too, I think. And that's one of the things that gives them the capability of perhaps keeping a defense off balance. And Manning is so good at the line of scrimmage. You simply couldn't duplicate what he does in terms of reading the defense and switching off from one play to another, even if it's going from a passing play to a running play. And he really does manage from that standpoint. So I don't think I'd rather have Osweiler in the playoff situation, despite the fact that when these teams played before, Osweiler brought his team back twice from 14-point deficits, and eventually, they won the game in overtime.
Isn't Peyton Manning, who will be on in hour number two, by the way, an exclusive interview with Peyton and his wife, Ashley Manning, right here on Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America, at hour number two with the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. But isn't Peyton Manning just one hit away from retirement?
Well, I guess they all are when it comes down to it.
I mean, but especially him. He's like a potato chip.
It's not the hit. It's, he had the foot injury that supposedly was preventing him from getting a lot of leverage on his passes. But a lot of people saw that toward the end of last season that the arm wasn't what it used to be. And, what people noticed was over the second half of last year's schedule, Denver placing much more of an accent on the run. I don't think this is not a guy who's suffered a lot of concussions or has a shoulder injury or something like that. Roethlisberger last week was one hit away from being out of the game pretty clearly because of the fact that if he landed badly on the shoulder, there was the very real possibility he'd have a recurrence of that, or an aggravation of that injury. As it turns out, he played pretty well. But, I don't know that that's the case with Manning. But I will tell you this much. Both of these pass rushes can get the job done. They are what they were. Denver had 52 sacks on the season. New England had 49. So expect pressure. Who can handle the pressure better? I think Brady's the guy who can get rid of the ball quicker. He's basically got his receivers, available for this game, including Julian Edelman, who it can be demonstrated statistically makes a world of difference from having him in the lineup and almost across the board.
Zach Attack Young, go for it with Charles J.
Oh, Charles, I want to know what you think of the... Do you think that there's any arm strength left in Peyton Manning?
I think it's like one of those pitchers, you know, in baseball who might not be able to throw the 95, you know, the 95 to 100 mile an hour fastball every time, but might be able to zing one in there as a change of pace every once in a while. I mean, I don't think that Peyton Manning, I mean, you could see last week that Manning had some zip on his throws when he chose to do the, you know, the deep outs and things like that. His receivers were dropping the football.
They dropped it now, 9 times.
Huh?
They dropped 9 passes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they and you know, that's an indictment of them for analyzing this situation here. You know, I mean, they have been dropping the football. And so I don't know that you fault Manning so much for that. Is he the Manning of old? No, I imagine he resembles much more an old Manning than the Manning of old. He does not have the same arm strength. And I mean, it's not just my observation or the observation of people in the media, because I talked to NFL scouts about this. And that's one thing that they noticed last year about Manning. So, another thing about it is teams found a lot of success this season blitzing up the middle on him so that he had a harder time stepping up in the pocket to make throws. And so I imagine you can expect some of that from New England in this game as well. But no, I think that the scope of the Denver offense is more limited now, if that's really what your question is. And I think that this is going to play into perhaps a defensive strength of New England, in which, you know, the Pats have forced a three and out, okay, on the part of their opponent, 31.5% of the time. That is the best figure in the NFL. If they can do that enough against Denver, they'll be playing from shorter fields. You know, Brady will have a shorter field. And if Manning can't get the ball, you know, down the field all the time, you're going to be looking at shorter routes. You're going to be looking at the screen game that he's going to play. If the running game, which has been inconsistent, can't do what it did last time against the Patriots, which was 179 yards on the ground, there's trouble for Denver in this one, because the New England defense is the most underrated unit in this game.
Okay, how will the Broncos secondary play against that quick passing game of New England? I mean, are they going to double team Gronkowski, the tight end, or what?
I think that the way these guys play it, it's pretty hard to defend. Period. I think it's an extremely difficult proposition. This is not a quarterback who generally is looking to get the ball down the field, but they, you know, New England survives without a rushing game, and they have resigned themselves to the fact that they are not going to run it or have to depend on the run. And that's very unique, you know, in this league. 38 yards last week against Kansas City. They had 39 yards when they played Denver the first time around, but I don't think that's the kind of thing that even affects their play. With Edelman in the game for Brady, okay, this team was second best in the league in converting on third down. With Edelman out of the game, they were 31% on third down, which would have placed them 29th in the league if that was projected over a full season. So there's a tremendous difference that he makes, and then you add in what Gronkowski can do, and Amendola, who is obviously available for this game. Left tackle Sebastian Vollmer is healthier than he's been, I guess, toward the end of the season, you know, and they sat him out a couple of games. So I don't think they're badly equipped to go after Denver's defense. I think that they can mitigate the effect of that pass rush, and you know, Brady will go down two or three times, but I mean, that won't be enough for Denver, I don't think, to make a real difference here.
Sports Overnight America, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars, joined by the man from Plays by J. That's PlaysByJay.com. We'll talk about the great Charles J. We're talking NFL to the top of the hour. Open phone lines coast to coast all around the world. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Live from the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, home of Super Bowl 50. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition with the Taco Man and his All-Stars. More to come.
be home to 942 bursts of laughter, a 16-pound blackened turkey dinner, and the loudest burp on record. It will see its fair share of broken windows, broken bones, and broken hearts. But first, you have to find it. Start your home search at Zillow.com or on our family of apps. You can view millions of photos, browse historical pricing data, and even sign up for alerts when new homes hit the market. Zillow. Find your way home.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
The lines, current lines, NFL lines, the title games, Sunday, January 24th, of course. New England at Denver, 3 points. Tom Brady, -3. Arizona at Carolina. Cam Newton, -3 at home. Straight up, we're talking with the genius of geniuses, Mr. Las Vegas himself, Mr. Sports, Mr. Numbers. I'm talking about Charles Day at PlaysByJay.com. And Charlie, is that line about right? 3 points for New England and Denver?
Yeah, 3 points. New England is a road favorite in that one. And of course, Carolina at home is a 3-point favorite. And I would think in most places you have to lay a little extra price with that, maybe a buck 15 or a buck 20, rather than the customary $1.10. So, you know, that's rather than, you know, move it to a 3.5 figure.
I shortchanged my co-host Zach Attack Young in the last exchange. Zach, go for it.
Oh, you know, I had a question. You know, this is a Bay Area program, a California program, overall, since I'm on. I want to know what you think. If you had to choose between Joe Montana and Tom Brady, where would you go on that one?
Oh, you're asking me? That's hard to say. I would say Montana because of the fact that, you know, I don't know what Brady's precise stats are through all his Super Bowls, but I know Montana didn't throw an interception in any of his and didn't lose a Super Bowl, while Brady did lose two. I believe, now I'm not looking at New England's history in Super Bowls, I think all their games, weren't they decided by 3 points? or thereabouts, something like that. All of their Super Bowl games. So New England never romped, you know, had a romp over anybody in a Super Bowl game. Obviously, San Francisco did.
Charlie, so, I bet 11 grand on the Niners to beat Denver by 11 and a half points. I bet the 11 grand that went up to Tahoe. I drove up there, laid the bet down. It was 2 weeks before the Super Bowl because it was 2 weeks before the game when it was announced. Anyway, the bottom line was I lost about 12 pounds in those 2 weeks. Then I lost 8 pounds during the game. And the 49ers were up 35-0, like in the second quarter, something like that. My friends are calling me celebrating. I'm going, don't jinx me, don't jinx me. Anyway, straight up, it was the most stressful 11 grand ever won in my life. But you're right, they did romp in that Super Bowl.
They were actually, to be precise, they were up 27-3 at the half. And the place I went to watch it, there were just a lot of people leaving at halftime. I mean, it was over. 55-10 was the final. So that, I think, was George Seifert at the helm for the 49ers, if I'm not mistaken, although I might be wrong.
Is George Seifert always going to have to live in the shadow of Bill Walsh? Did he ever get his own props there?
He will always. I don't even know if he qualifies to be in the shadow of Bill Walsh, but he's not going to be. He's not going to be considered a coach who really drove a team to a title. I mean, you know, he wound up in Carolina eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Previous to that, I believe, wasn't he at Cornell, and he had something like a 1-26 record. I'm probably exaggerating a little. But no, I mean, his college football head coaching record was just in the Ivy League was just God. I'm actually Googling him now.
You know, I remember when I was with the SFPD, I got to walk Bill Walsh from the locker room after a game to the press conference after the game, post-game press conference, and he was writing down plays for next week on a piece of paper. He was already thinking 1 week in advance. I mean, the man was just a football genius. I mean, he was the man.
Who? You talking about Bill Walsh?
Bill Walsh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, it just just to expand on what I just said, Seifert was 3-15 at Cornell. All right, as a college coach, his last year in Carolina, when they showed him the door, he was 1-15 with the Panthers.
So outside of inheriting that great Bill Walsh program, he did nothing.
Yeah, you know, a few years ago, there were people. I don't know if they're still doing this.
Exactly.
I think they were prohibited from doing this, but there were people selling playbooks online. And I bought a San Francisco 49ers playbook in which everything was explained, you know, and I don't know, somehow I lost it. I lost the PDF file. I'm going to have to go dig for it now. But it went through pretty much the entire philosophy of what the 49ers did with the West Coast offense and went through all the plays. And it was, while I was reading it anyway, it was pretty fascinating.
PlaysByJay.com. That's PlaysByJay.com. Charles J is our guest. Zach Attack, go for it.
Okay, I had another question for you, Charles. Okay, so the Carolina Panthers,
spit it out!
Okay, do you think that the way that I look at them, I think the first half of the year, they were kind of lucky to be winning these games. You know, they were just getting past opponents, just barely getting past them. Second half, they turned it on. Which team do you think is the real Carolina Panthers, and which team, you know, is the one that is kind of a fallacy?
Well, you see, you know, the opinion of some people is that they peaked early. And they were struggling with lesser teams toward the end of the season. Remember, they had a real struggle with New Orleans. In which they could have easily lost that game. They had the Giants come back from 35-7 to tie the game up before they won that game. Then they lost to Atlanta in this playoff game. I mean, would you have thought that they might have almost or been in a position to lose or be tied after being up 31-0 at the half? You know, of course not. So this is clearly a team that is capable of having those kinds of troubles but they were, you know, they're also a team that beat Seattle twice. You know, and that wasn't, especially the second time, that was an estimable team, okay, that they defeated. I think you'll see a Panthers team coming out on Sunday that is once again going to play better on offense than they look on paper. In other words, when you looked at Carolina at the beginning of the season and you saw that Kelvin Benjamin, who was the guy who came in and basically replaced Steve Smith, you know, went down with a season-ending injury, you're saying to yourself, geez, there's no wide receivers on this team. And then you look at the running back situation and, you know, they had lost D'Angelo Williams, who had been, you know, a combo with Jonathan Stewart for many years. And you'd say, you know, that's not exciting either. And then you'd say about Newton, well, he's a guy that's, you know, been really brilliant at times, but not so brilliant.
You tune to Sports Overnight America. Sports Overnight America, open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. That is the miracle of the 21st century telecommunications, folks. We just lost Charles Day. Zach Attack, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Just lost him like that. Arizona is a three-point underdog. Of course, they're playing at Carolina. I like Cam Newton here. I think Cam Newton's going to rock. I think they're going to go back to that bombs away type of football. I think that's what they do best. I think Cam's going to be throwing that football tomorrow.
Yeah, you know what?
Have I really been off here?
No, you were off there for a little while. Welcome back, Jay, man.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, guys. It's nothing I did, I don't think. But
no, I thought lost your voice or something. Maybe we lost you on the side. I didn't know what was going on there. Anyway, let's talk about this. Arizona is a three-point underdog at Carolina. Carolina, of course, the once-beaten team this year. They thought they were going to do the undefeated thing, possibly do like the Miami Dolphins. Of course, they got that monkey off their back. Carolina and Cam Newton, can they contain Cam Newton tomorrow, Charles?
Well, yeah, I mean, conceivably they can, but, you know, they lost a real playmaker out of the secondary a few weeks ago, Tyrann Mathieu, otherwise known as the Honey Badger, who was an all-pro, voted first-team all-pro, I believe, lost in a game against Philadelphia with an ACL tear. And, you know, he is a major guy back there in the secondary. I think that if you want to say something about Arizona and their ability to contain Carolina, you know, they have the guy, and it's kind of a cliched term, but they have the shutdown cornerback, right, in Patrick Peterson. And he may be able to snuff out a guy. Well, I don't know who he would take out tomorrow, because Ted Ginn has not been 100% lately. He was targeted only once last week. And you have other guys who, you know, on the surface aren't all that impressive. You know, you got a rookie named Devin Funchess. You've got Jericho Cotchery, who's bounced around. And you've got the tight end, Greg Olsen, who is probably the guy they're looking upon to do the most damage. Can they shut them down? Sure. But Carolina has defied expectations all year long. This is a team that's incredibly efficient on offense. I'm going to give you a few figures here, and then I'll give you an Arizona figure. Carolina is 12th in the league in yards gained per drive, which is not, you know, elite, but they are first in the league in points produced per drive. So they are making their drives count. They are also the best team in the red zone as far as offense is concerned. They are number one in points scored per red zone appearance and number two in touchdowns scored per red zone appearance. And they have scored 27 points or more in, I think it's 14 out of their last 15 games. They've scored 500 points to lead the league. So they are, you know, you could say they're the best offense in the league, okay? I mean, there is a measure by which you can say that. Arizona is a team that, very interestingly enough, you know, for those people who have followed the near collapses of Carolina in the second half, Arizona has scored more second-half points on the road than any other team in the league. They have averaged, or they have scored 131 second half points. Divide that by eight games, whatever that is. What's that, like 16 points or something like that, at least on an average, in the second halves of games. So if Carolina is going to be one of those teams that comes out for the second half and isn't, you know, 100% as they weren't against the Giants, as they weren't against Seattle, maybe trouble ensues.
Okay. Bottom line is we've got some pretty good quarterbacks going at it tomorrow. Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, we're all going with Tom Brady there. Zach, you going with Tom Brady?
Yeah, in that game, I think it's hard to pick against Tom Brady in that game. But if it gets to the Super Bowl, you know what? I think Tom Brady's going to lose another Super Bowl this year.
Interesting. Well, you don't even know who he's playing up against. I think you got a hard-on for Tom Brady. Charles J., talk to me about that. Where's this game going?
I think New England's offense is the most reliable unit on the field on Sunday. I mean, I think I know what to expect of them a little bit more than out of Denver's defense, which is, you know, the best in the NFL in a lot of categories. But as I mentioned, I think that Brady could mitigate the effect of the Denver pass rush. And once he does that, you know, they've already kind of taken, you know, Denver's averaged, I think they've allowed 3.3 yards per carry. Well, I think New England takes that part of the defense out because of the fact that they're not, you know, I don't think they expect to run the ball. They've got Steven Jackson, who is like 37 years old or something like that. He's like basically their main running back, and I don't think they expect to run the ball all that much, although the situation will dictate it. But I think the short passes are like long handoffs for the Patriots. And I don't feel comfortable going against Brady when I'm not sure that Manning can go in there and trade points.
Okay, let's talk about Cam Newton and Carson Palmer. Who's going to win that one?
I thought that Palmer was pretty shaky last week, you know, for a lot of that game. I know he threw two interceptions. One of them was into the end zone, I believe, and I know eventually he kind of got himself together a little bit, but remember that Palmer went into that game with very little playoff experience. I think only one playoff win. And out of the two quarterbacks, he's the one I would depend upon less because of the fact that he can't improvise and pull the ball down and run with it like Newton can. Another factor here, on top of the other things that I mentioned, is this. Arizona waited until today to fly out and go to Charlotte, and you know, preferring to stay home and practice in better conditions and so forth. It looks as if you may have similar conditions on the turf on Sunday in Charlotte. And anyone who watched that game last week saw that Seattle had an awful time keeping their footing. Actually, both teams did, but I mean, I think the advantage there would be for the home team that probably sees that field a lot more. Arizona, at most, would have a walkthrough on that field, and that might wind up being a factor because there has been some rain in the area. I believe there's been some snow up there, and so the moisture will, you know, gather on that turf and probably make it pretty slippery, no matter what kind of cleats they have on.
Ladies and gentlemen, the king of sports numbers. Let's talk about Mr. Charles Day of Plays by J. That's PlaysByJay.com. Charlie, see you next week. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sports Overnight America. The Taco Man is in the house. Johnny Taco, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Live from the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California. This is Sports Overnight America.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
You wouldn't believe it if I told you this was the biggest loss of my whole career. Really? Great for you guys. So what if a bookie gets hit hard? Big joke. Big joke. Never occurs to you that I got a wife and kids like other people. Well, there goes the 2 weeks at camp I promised the kids this summer. What are you going to do with all that loot?
Get an operation so I can play my violin again.
Still to come in hour number two tonight. An exclusive, my exclusive interview with Peyton Manning and his wife, Ashley Manning. Of course, she being the center of all this human growth hormone controversy. Of course, the steroids, the performance-enhancing drugs being mailed to Peyton Manning's house in the name, allegedly, of Ashley Manning. She'll be here. She'll take the direct questions, as will Peyton Manning. Of course, he is just less than 24 hours away from he and Tom Brady hooking it up for, the 17th time. And Tom Brady's got the lead there by a wide, wide margin. Bottom line is Marshawn Lynch, you know, my favorite turd with the Seattle Seahawks, talking retirement. Wow, Seattle wishes he would go. We'll talk about that. Lots of things, the NBA, combat sports. Wow, all kinds of things in hour number two right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
That massive snowstorm continues hammering the East Coast, and in New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio says because of the intense blizzard and high snow accumulations, he's extending the travel ban in New York City.
Originally, we had projected to at least midnight. We're going to continue that into the early morning hours. Given how strong the storm has been and how long it's going, we need more time for sanitation to do their work.
At a press briefing, he said that New York City residents should stay home and stay
safe.
It's
getting colder. It's obviously getting dark. The smart thing to do is to get away from any place that you're at work, get home from work. If you're out for any reason doing any errands, get home.
States of emergency declared in 11 states from Georgia to New York. More than 200,000 people losing power. More than a dozen people dying in snow-related incidents. This is USA Radio News.
Of all the people running for president this year, only one has actually defended your right to keep and bear arms in the nation's highest courts. When Washington, D.C. tried to strip its residents of their rights under the Second Amendment, Ted Cruz assembled a coalition of 31 states to support those rights. Action, not talk. That is Ted Cruz. Isn't that what you want from a president?
The Victory 2016 Committee is responsible for the content of this ad.
Of all the people running for president this year, only one has actually defended your right to keep and bear arms in the nation's highest courts. When Washington, D.C. tried to strip its residents of their rights under the Second Amendment, Ted Cruz assembled a coalition of 31 states to support those rights. Action, not talk. That is Ted Cruz. Isn't that what you want from a president?
The Victory 2016 Committee is responsible for the content of this ad.
Michael Bloomberg, the former New York City mayor, is reportedly thinking about running as an independent for president. CNN talked with one of his aides who says Bloomberg sees the Republican and Democratic presidential races as becoming more and more polarized, neither one fitting his own views. The 73-year-old expects to make a decision sometime in March. Amazon is telling consumers to return their hoverboards and they'll get a full refund because of how many fires they've been linked to. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission applauding the online retailer for the voluntary stepping up and putting safety first. Several airlines already banning the boards from their flights. The U.S. Postal Service no longer shipping hoverboards by air. Former U.S. House Speaker Dennis Hastert asking for a delay in his sentencing, his lawyers saying they've been unable to meet with him since his hospitalization in November, the former speaker suffering a stroke and blood and spinal infections. You can get more news online right now at westernjournalism.com.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your doctor, I'm going to give it to you straight. You have a severe case of gustatory horripilation enuresis, and you need to choose between a cystoplastic voluntate treatment or orthostatic muscae surgery. I'll give you a second to think it over, but we'll need an answer right away. It's bad.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax's Smart Look feature gives you on-screen assistance to help answer your questions so you're never on your own. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
We continue keeping an eye on this massive winter storm as New York gets hammered. The governor there helping people in the state in ways other than those related to some legislation to keep people off the roads. Lisa G reports.
Despite Governor Cuomo issuing a travel ban, he got the chance to help a stranded driver. Photos released by the governor's office show him helping a stuck motorist Saturday afternoon on the Cross Island Parkway. You can see Cuomo dressed in khaki cargo pants, snow boots, and a blue jacket, tying a thick rope to the motorist's car so it could be towed. It appeared the white car had apparently spun out on the parkway. Lisa G., New York.
The State Department seeks a delay in releasing the final batch of Hillary Clinton's emails. Spokesperson Mark Toner saying the department asking a federal judge for a one-month extension to finish processing the emails from Clinton's tenure as Secretary of State. She's been under fire for using a private server and a personal email account when she ran the State Department. The FBI is also looking into whether any laws involving classified material may have been broken. If there's one surefire way to crash a driverless car, it's putting a person behind the wheel. Human error being blamed for the first self-driving car accident in San Francisco this month. A Nissan Leaf with an autonomous driving system crashed into a parked Prius on January 8th. It happened when the driver took control of the car after it drifted within its lane. The driver wasn't injured, the car suffering little damage. This is USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Are you ready?
politics that I think the American people are sick and tired about hearing about your damn meeting.
You're listening to
Sports Overnight
Weekend.
Johnny Taco's in the house.
Take it, Johnny.
The Taco Man Radio is on the air. This is Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, of course. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. I've got open phone lines for the next hour, coast to coast, all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico. Take that back around the darn world. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can also call me on the Skype line, 24-7 on the Skype line here. The address is Sports Byline and the number 2. We are just hours away from the battle of the quarterbacks, folks. Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Carson Palmer, Cam Newton. Who's the winner there? Is Tom Brady going to go to another Super Bowl? We'll talk about that and more. The NBA is happening. Combat Sports is on the line. Fox is not on Fox, the big network, straight up from the Staples Center in the City of Angels. Lots of good stuff to talk about. Sports smack. And guess what? Peyton Manning and his wife, Ashley Manning, are here live in just about, say, 10 minutes right here on Sports Byline. We're talking about Peyton Manning and his wife, Ashley Manning. Of course, she's at the center of all this controversy regarding the steroids, the human growth hormone. The bottom line is, she's here. She'll tell you in her own words whether she took dope or not. Straight up, Peyton Manning, Ashley Manning, Zach Attack Young, maybe. Dominic Jimenez, we gave him the night off. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco in the house.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Boxing front and center on Fox, the big network tonight from the Staples Center in the city of Angels, of course, Los Angeles, California. I'm talking about Danny Garcia, the kid from Philadelphia. Of course, his people are from Puerto Rico, defending the island of Boricua, now 32-0, 18 whacks. He captured a vacant WBC welterweight title, about 147 pounds, with the unanimous nod, 8-4 over Robert Guerrero. The scores are 116-112. That equals 8-4. Guerrero drops to 33-4, one draw and 18 KOs. Guerrero came in a 10-1 underdog, and he did acquit himself well. He did come forward for most of the night, but the bottom line is, coming forward and being successful, they're not hand in hand. You've got to do things when you come forward. You've got to land clean punches. I don't think he landed enough clean punches. I think Danny landed the cleaner punches, although at the end of 12 rounds, Danny Garcia looked pretty busted up. And I'm telling you that Robert Guerrero is not the fighter he was 3 or 4 years ago. Plus, he's fighting at a weight he's really not natural at. I mean, people say, yeah, he walks around like 154 pounds, so getting down to 147 is really his natural weight. No, no. His natural weight when he was fighting guys at his best weight, I think at 126 and 130, when he had that huge, huge height and reach advantage, of course, also fighting as a southpaw. The bottom line is, the kid from the Garlic Capital of the World, Gilroy, California. In fact, when you drive down Highway 101 in the state of California, you drive by Gilroy, whether it's night or day, you can smell the garlic. You're in Gilroy. I mean, the rest of the I-5 smells like, you know, cow manure, but that one part of driving down the central part of the state smells like garlic. But at the end of the day, the kid from the Garlic Capital came up short, and he scores, as I said, 116 to 112. Now, where does that put Robert Guerrero? Well, it sort of puts him on the back burner. He's made a lot of money. He had the Mayweather fight. He made some big money tonight. Had the big money fight with Sean Porter last year. At the end of the day, the bottom line is, hey, he's made a lot of money for his wife and his family, and you had to give those guys props. Gilroy, California has their next supervisor, next mayor, next city councilman, something like that. But Robert Guerrero should probably think about giving it up. And why do I say that? Because there's nothing left for him to prove. I mean, he's captured the titles of different ways. He's made a lot of money. What more is there to do? Get punchy? I don't think so. Time to walk away right now with his senses. A welterweight bout was on the card as well. Sammy the Who Can Mexican Vasquez. That's what they call him, the Who Can Mexican Vasquez. 21-0, 15 KOs. Scored a stopover East L.A.'s Aaron Martinez. Aaron came in with only 4 knockouts. In 25 fights. I mean, think about that. If you can't knock out, he had 20 wins coming in, only knocked out 4 guys. I mean, good Lord. You can't. It's like being involved in a knife fight, coming to a knife fight with your fists. It's just not smart. It just doesn't make any sense. Or coming to a gunfight with no bullets or something like that. I just don't know how these guys with no punching power can get anybody's respect, because I figured if I didn't have power, I didn't have power 147, didn't have much power 147, okay? I had power 140 and 139, but 147 just didn't have the power, and I felt it. Went back to 140, the power was there. But to never have any power and never be able to stun anybody, never be able to, like, get somebody's eyes to open up like silver dollars, I don't know if I'd have been able to be successful in my aspect of winning 4 Golden Glove championships and getting to number 13 in the Olympic year of 1984 had it not been for the fact that I could pop a little bit. So these guys that come in there with, like, basically one hand or one and a half hands because they can't punch, I just don't know how they're going to make it. Speaking of the making it, the World Heavyweight Championship is on the line in April. Looks like Wembley Stadium will be the site, the fight sign. We'll talk about the rematch. Vladimir Klitschko and Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury now undefeated, we say. 25-0 now, of course. The kid from, he's of Irish descent, but he's a gypsy. He's no longer living in a trailer or a bus or something like that. He's got himself a house. Good-looking chick, man. She's got a girl that's just, I mean, you look at Tyson Fury and you say, damn, Tyson, how'd you get that good-looking chick? You know, he's the toughest gypsy in town, and gypsies are hot over in the UK, I guess. Bottom line is, Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder will fight after the Vladimir Klitschko fight if
Tyson Fury can repeat his dominant performance over Klitschko as he did a couple of months ago. Of course, Klitschko, not fighting in that fight, didn't throw any punches. As a photojournalist, Marianne Owen of Las Vegas, Nevada, said on another show on this network, she said, Klitschko didn't throw any punches. He didn't show up to fight. He really didn't show up to fight. When you don't show up to fight, how can you expect to win? You just can't. Looks like there's a big fight, a big welterweight fight going down. Keith Thurman, of course, the kid that was doing the broadcasting on Fox, the Fox Network, the big Fox Network, 26 and zip, 22 KOs. Going to take on Showtime Sean Porter. Sean Porter, 26-1-1. Of course, Porter lost to Kell Brook. Kell Brook is the man, as far as I'm concerned, the IBF champion out of the UK. He's a hell of a fighter. He's been stabbed three times. Don't ask me, how did he get stabbed three times? Well, I'll tell you the story. He got stabbed twice in his home country of the United Kingdom because they don't have guns over there, okay? And then he got stabbed. He was on vacation in Spain. He got stabbed on vacation last year. Now, does that sound weird to you? I mean, does it sound like the guy hangs out with crack addicts or something like that? He's getting stabbed, hanging out in the rubble. Anyway, the bottom line is he says he's cleaned up his act. We'll have see. He beat Porter handily. I'd like to see him fight Thurman. That would really be the fight. Amir Khan was supposed to hook it up. Amir Khan, of course, the, what was it, 2004 Olympic bronze medalist and Olympic silver medalist, supposed to be the heir apparent at 140, 147, 154. I mean, he was supposed to win all these championships, much like Paul Gonzalez. But Amir Khan, been knocked out a couple times at 140, of course, and lost that big fight to Danny Garcia when he was knocked out for the championship. But Amir Khan is locked in a battle of negotiations with Kell Brook. Well, not locked in a battle, per se. I mean, Barry Hearn, who is Kell Brook's promoter, tendered a deal, an offer to Amir Khan. Amir Khan came back with a counteroffer. Give me $10 million and give Amir, the champion $2.7 million. I kid you not. So that fight's probably not going to happen. Amir Khan out of the fight with Manny Pacquiao. Why? People say it's politics. You know, Al Haymon handles Amir Khan. Bob Arum handles Manny Pacquiao. They couldn't do business together. This thing didn't happen. I guess that's going to get all settled with a lawsuit. Of course, the Arum and his people filed. I think they filed that in California and Nevada. But the bottom line is they're accusing Al Haymon of taking over the boxing game. And in the meantime, they're doing nothing. Al Haymon's put a show tonight on Fox, the big network, the big Fox network, okay? And guess what? Bob Arum's doing nothing. I mean, Don King's done. Main events are going once in a while. Of course, they're going next week with that co-promotion with their champion, their light heavyweight champion, Sergey Kovalev, the undefeated Russian, going up against Jean Pascal up there in Canada. But the bot's on HBO. But outside of that, nobody's doing a lot. Golden Boy, of course, he lost 50 of his fighters to Al Haymon when Al Haymon left. Al Haymon, of course, was an advisor, per se, and was doing these things where he had Richard Schaefer, who was the president, I take it back to the CEO of Golden Boy Promotions, which was Oscar De La Hoya's promotional company. But De La Hoya was off, you know, banging hookers and doing all those, you know, those crazy, you know, cross-dressing things and doing cocaine, all that kind of good stuff. And Schaefer was running the company. In the meantime, Schaefer was farming out all of his work. Instead of signing these guys promotional contracts, what Schaefer was doing was he was signing them for a fee. Now, there was an appearance fee. He'd given them an appearance fee. They'd appear on his fight card, and Golden Boy thought they were signing these fighters. As it turned out, close to 50 fighters left with Al Haymon when he left, of course, and that brought about the lawsuit versus Richard Schaefer by Golden Boy. It was settled. Out of court, nobody's saying much. Richard Schaefer's got a small time where he can get back into boxing. That's going to happen in the next couple of months. The window is open. Will he get back with Al Haymon? Rumors are he's already back with Al Haymon. Al Haymon controlling boxing as we know it. We'll talk some MMA, and I'll take our fourth segment tonight. We'll talk MMA, of course, the UFC hot and happening. Bellator, well, a Bellator guy got over a UFC guy last week. We'll talk about that and the UFC championship changing hands. We'll talk about the Bantamweight championship back in the hands of Dominic Cruz. This is your Combat Sports Update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Don't forget, you can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization, a proud sponsor of Johnny Taco and his All-Stars.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
How about I order everyone the Moroccan chicken?
Oh, I don't eat meat.
It's chicken.
Yeah, I don't eat that either.
I'll never understand you lesbians.
Let's call an audible. Let's go back to combat sports, brought to you by the WBO, the World Boxing Organization. Of course, you can follow the WBO on Facebook or go to their website, WBOboxing.com. Speaking of upcoming WBO title fights, Sergey Kovalev, the undefeated, the aforementioned 175-pound light heavyweight champion of the world, taking on the former champion, Gene Pescados, going down January the 30th on HBO. And then we get to these names. How about this one? Wow. I don't even get into that one. It's a WBO champion. I can't even get his name. It's so terrible, I won't even get into it. I mean, as far as pronouncing it, I'll get it down. I'll pronounce it. I'll get it. I'll practice it for next week. But Terry Flanagan is going to take on Derry Matthews. That's going to be February the 13th in the UK in defense of his 135-pound championship. Unbeaten, world-rated WBO contender Joseph Parker, of course, originally out of New Zealand, now fighting out of Las Vegas. 18-0, 16 whacks, a one-sided eighth-round TKO over a guy from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm talking about Jason Bergman. Bergman's a tough guy. Came in at 25-11. No surprise, left at 25-12. No big thing there. But the bottom line is Parker continues to romp. Of course, some of the heavyweights we want to look at as far as the upcoming heavyweight division is concerned. The aforementioned Mr. Ortiz, of course, out of Cuba, who looked so good a couple of weeks ago and dispatching Brian Jennings. I mean, Brian Jennings has never been lit up like that. Wow. He just took Brian Jennings. That just knocked him out. Of course, he's also tested positive for Flintstone vitamins in the past, as Zach Attack Young likes to call him. But the bottom line is that Cuban's a hot-looking heavyweight, as is the 2012 Olympic gold medalist. We're talking about Anthony Joshua. What's he now? 15-0, 16-0 out of the UK, of course, looking to cement things eventually and fight for the World Heavyweight Championship. He's got to get maybe another 8 or 10 fights. I didn't like the way he looked in the last fight. He looked a little bit robotic, but he's 6'7". He's got the body of a god, and he's got a perfect boxing body. He his chin's good, his attitude's good, and the people love him over there, and we think he's the next real deal. But then again, I thought David Price was the next real deal. Remember, and David Price scored, he got knocked out. He sort of had a soft chin. Not a soft chin. He had a soft head. So the bottom line is, I don't pick them so good when they come to heavyweights from the United Kingdom. Let's switch gears. Let's talk about the world of combat sports. Of course, the World Bantamweight Championship on the line last Saturday night. Hey, guess what? It changed hands. The old champion coming back. I'm talking about Dominic Cruz. How many ACLs can you tear? You've only got two, right? One, the right, one, the left. I'm talking about anterior cruciate ligaments. You've got one in your right, one in your left. He tore them both. Then he tore them again. One of them again. So he's torn three of them. And then, wait, one of them they replaced him with, because they replaced him with, body parts from a dead body, like some dead man. They go to the emergency hospital or some morgue or something like that, and they cut this Achilles, they cut these ligaments out of some dead body, and they put it into Dominic Cruz's leg. Well, three of the four times it was cool, but that fourth time, no! Had to go back, had to do it again. So it's been done a lot of times. Bottom line is, at the end of the day, Dominic Cruz is still the world bantamweight champion as he was before. His title was sort of stripped from him, and of course that was stripped because of inactivity and injuries. He only fought once in the last couple of years. But, you know, the fact that he took T.J. Dillashaw, who was a reigning champion, a guy that had been fighting, a guy that had been active, he took T.J. Dillashaw to the mat. He boxed him from the top. I mean, he just did his thing. I thought that Dominic Cruz was winning after four rounds, and after five rounds, I thought he had won at least three rounds or two, if not four rounds to one. Now, a couple of judges had it the other way. One judge had it 3-2 for Dominic Cruz. One judge had it 4-1 for Dominic Cruz. Another judge, I think, had it 4-1 for T.J. Dillashaw. Of course, the former champion, formerly of Sacramento, California, now hanging out in the mountains of Colorado. But he's no longer with Team Alpha Male, and guess what? He is like a bad guy as far as they are concerned, because they just don't, no respect for him whatsoever. On the undercard, Bellator got a little bit of a jump on the UFC, beating one of the Bellator fighters, beat a highly rated UFC fighter in Eddie Alvarez, the former UFC, former Bellator lightweight champion, 155, took on Anthony Pettis, who beat him by a split nod, 29-28, 28-29, and 29-28. What I mean by that is, one judge had it 29-28 as two rounds to one in these three 5-minute round fights for Anthony Pettis. The two judges, the two that counted, the majority, the split decision, went with Eddie Alvarez, 29-28, two rounds to one. And of course, he is the winner in that 155-pound title elimination fight. Speaking of title eliminations, man, going to get to Conor McGregor and Rafael Dos Anjos in a little bit, but man, that's going to be hot and heavy. But Travis Brown was the winner. He beat Fallon Fox's best friend, Matt Mitrione. Matt Mitrione, of course, the guy that slammed Fallon Fox, a transsexual fighter who was born a man, came back, decided he was going to have a sex change operation and change his name from, like a guy to a girl, and went over to Thailand, did that kind of thing, took the hormones, but came back and fought as a girl. He fought as a girl. That's not right, man. I can't find anybody in the transgender world, in the straight world, in the gay world, in the doctor's world, and nobody in this world that I know thinks that's fair. Nobody. Nobody. But yet she was getting away with it. She was coming back, and she was murdering these girls, okay? She was putting some serious hurt on these girls. In fact, Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer newsletter, and of course, the Wrestling Observer radio show, the founder of the show, he told me that these buddies were promoting MMA down there in Florida, and they were using Fallon Fox, and she was drawing to an extent, you know, because of the freakish nature of being a transsexual in MMA and things like that. Okay, so she was drawing, but they weren't going to use her. They decided they weren't going to use her anymore because it wasn't fair. They didn't feel it wasn't fair. You can't have a guy beating up on chicks. Listen, he was born a guy. He's got the muscle, the bone structure of a man. He's got the muscle stature. Come on, man. It just doesn't sound right, does it? It just doesn't. Guys shouldn't be fighting girls, period. That's domestic violence, isn't it? Oh, but there's a sex change operation, so because we gave her hormones, she can fight as a girl. And she used to be a guy. No. No way. No how. Travis Brown, the winner. TKO in 3, 4 minutes and 9 seconds with punches over Matt Mitrione. Travis Brown being the boyfriend of Ronda Rousey. Speaking of Ronda Rousey, no, she won't be fighting the UFC 200. Not in July. In fact, we'll talk about Holly Holm going to take on Miesha Tate. They'll be under on the undercard along with it. Take the bat at co-main event of Conor McGregor and Rafael Dos Anjos. We'll get to that in just a little bit. But one of the other winners on the card was Francisco Trinaldo. Patrick Cote was the winner. Ed Herman was the winner. Chris Wade was the winner. Paul Felder was the winner. And some of the other names that stand out for me. Rob Font was the winner when he TKO'd Joey Gomez. Of course, that was in the second round of a bantamweight bout. Bantamweights are 135 pounds. Let me go through the weight classes for you. The UFC currently has in the world of males 125 pounds. That's the flyweight division that is owned by Demetrius Johnson, the champion. He's an American. 135, well, the title now goes with Dominic Cruz. He's an American. 145, of course, the featherweight champion is Conor McGregor. But then again, he's fighting at 155 when he takes on the current lightweight champion, March the 5th. I'm talking about Rafael Dos Anjos. Rafael is the 155-pound champion, beating the aforementioned Anthony Pettis in a big upset earlier in the year, taking it back early in 2015. So we'll see what happens with that. But, man, that's going to, you know, we'll move up 155, 170, of course. That is Luke Rockhold. Robbie Lawler. 185 is Luke Rockhold. All these guys are Americans now, okay? 205 used to be John Jones. It's Daniel Cormier with an asterisk because John Jones will whip him as soon as he gets back in action. So, and at 205 pounds plus, which is heavyweight, all the way to 265, the champion for Beast for Doom of Brazil, of course. But he's a cool dude, no doubt about it. And he's going to take on, looks like, Cain Velasquez in the big rematch. Of course, that's February the 6th. But back to this TJ Dillashaw thing and Dominic Cruz. Will Dillashaw now fight Uriah Faber maybe at 135 or 145? I mean, what's going to happen there? Faber's sort of the odd man out here. He's a hot pay-per-view commodity. He sells tickets. He's white. He's bright. He, as I said, the complexion's there. The connections are there. He's got it all. Unfortunately, he's the most talented guy ever in the UFC not to win a title. I mean, he's won titles in the World Extreme Cage Fighting and things like that, but he hasn't won a UFC title. Probably the most talented, and the most most powerful as far as being able to draw as an attraction. I mean, either Uriah Kidd, the California kid, Uriah Faber was the guy, man. But right now, sort of in limbo. Where's he going to go? Anyway, let's go back to Dos Anjos and McGregor. Of course, that's UFC 197, MGM Grand Garden, March the 5th, live on pay-per-view. Of course, always on pay-per-view. But the bottom line is Holly Holm, the man that beat the man. She did. She beat the man. Holly Holm, I mean, Ronda Rousey was a man, wasn't she? She was a man, sort of. She was a man. So she was the biggest star in MMA, so she was a man. And Holly Holm beat her. So Holly Holm beat the man. But does that make Holly Holm the man? Probably not. She's going to make a lot of money. She'll be fighting Miesha Tate on March 5th, of course. That's what her manager and promoter extraordinaire Lenny Fresca said here on the show about a month ago, that he wanted to fight Miesha Tate. He didn't think that Ronda Rousey would be ready. Ronda won't be ready. Ronda's going to do a couple of movies. And Ronda's teeth, supposedly, she can't chew on an apple for a long time, let alone take a shot to the chin. So with Dana White tweeting out this week that Ronda will be coming back in 2016, he'll bet 100% on that. I don't know. Every time Dana goes out on a limb like that and says something certain is going to happen, it sort of backfires and goes the other way. So I think he's overreacting, and I think the overreaction is because of the fact that's his big draw. She was it. I mean, she was turning. She was selling memorabilia. People were talking about the UFC. You want to talk about girls MMA. Do they want to talk about Holly Holm the way they wanted to talk about Ronda Rousey? Probably not, because Ronda Rousey was like a Mike Tyson-like figure, and Holly Holm's she's a preacher's daughter. Big difference from the preacher's daughter, okay, to the Mike Tyson of MMA. I'm talking about Ronda Rousey. Open phone lines, coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, that's going to be March the 5th. That's going to be a big fight, no question about it. I mean, Holly Holm getting it down, Miesha Tate. And when she takes care of Miesha, although styles make fights, I think she can beat Miesha. She'll take on Ronda Rousey probably in 2017, if not before or after taking on the fighter nobody wants. I'm talking about Cyborg Santos. That's right. Holly Holm, Double H, out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. She's willing to fight Cyborg Santos at 145. She says she doesn't have to make 135. She'll fight her at 145. What a monster. I'm not talking about Cyborg Santos. I'm talking about Holly Holm. If she's willing to fight this chick at her natural weight, at that big old, 10 pounds bigger than what she is, that's a bad chick, man. Pound for pound, Holly Holm deserves her props. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Next up, my exclusive interview with Peyton Manning and his wife, Ashley Madison. No, not Ashley Madison. That's the dating site. Ashley Manning. And then where the bottom line is, she is the center of all this controversy regarding performance-enhancing drugs. Women taking drugs? We'll talk with that more right after this. After this break here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get.
Helping your business is what we do. BusinessLoansNow.com.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
It's been a long day. You've walked through 18 open houses, and you're pretty sure 10 of them have been ignored since the 80s. Your feet hurt, and your head is buzzing with words like wainscoting and butler's pantry. The idea of living in a van is starting to sound strangely appealing. But then you hear it. The sound of salvation, of hope, of Zillow. You glance at your phone to see a three-bedroom Craftsman in the right school district, walking distance to coffee with a finished deck. It's pretty perfect. And it just showed up on your phone, like magic. When you sign up for mobile alerts from Zillow, we'll send you homes that fit your search criteria when they hit the market. You can view interior photos, historical pricing data, and learn more about the neighborhood right from your phone. Sign up today at Zillow.com or on our mobile and tablet apps. And to think, you wanted to live in a van. Zillow. Find your way home.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting, sharing, and continuing to build this sports interview treasure. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign, so please go to sportsbyline.com/funding and donate so you can be a part of preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. In appreciation for your donation, support, and telling others, we're going to provide everyone who donates with a link to a special commemorative collection of the Sports Byline Interview Library. This commemorative collection will change every month, and you'll have access to it with your supporting donation of any amount. So go to sportsbyline.com/funding and also tell your friends. You'll be helping preserve, grow, and digitize the Sports Byline Interview Library so that today's sports fans and those in the future will forever be able to enjoy this treasure. Thank you for your help and support.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Johnny Taco in the house. Guess who's in the house? NFL royalty, both Peyton and his wife. Talk about Ashley Manning. Peyton, how are you?
Not too bad, Johnny Taco. I'm just sitting here eating this extra large Papa John's pizza.
And Ashley, Mrs. Manning, is it okay if I call you Ashley? Now, you say your body is a 34 double D temple. Does that mean, like, you drink a lot of dairy?
Toasting hay?
With sliced carrots, it makes a delicious sandwich.
Peyton, do you stand behind your wife?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I stand behind this 250,000-mile Buick warranty.
Ashley, what do you think of Tom Brady? Last question for Ashley Manning. Have you ever taken human growth hormone?
Yes and no. Yes if you saw me, and no if you didn't.
Peyton and Ashley Manning on Sports Byline. Another exclusive of the Johnny Taco Show. I love that one. That's pretty good. You are to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network. If you like this show, give my boss a call. Let him know. Call 911. Ask for Darren. That's the line we call around here. We have trouble. We call 911. Cuddy picks up the line all the time. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sports all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, let's get back across the world. Christian, what's happening?
Nothing much, Taco Man. I had to rethink for a little bit after the last time I was on an hour ago because of the fact that Ronda Rousey just got done with her SNL gig.
And what did you think?
To be honest, when it came down to the first 5 minutes or so, I think it was in her monologue. She done well, but the rest of the show just sucked, as usual.
Interesting. I haven't watched Saturday Night Live in so long, I don't even remember it. Zach Attack Young, if these girls fight 12 times, won't Holly Holm beat her 15 times?
Yeah, actually, I think she'll beat her about 20. If I had to bet, I think that's the line to go with.
I mean, Christian, does Ronda Rousey have a chance, seeing that she has no height and reach, and the fact that Holly is such a good boxer from the outside, she can't get close to her? Listen, Ronda Rousey couldn't hit her in the ass with a ping pong paddle, maybe not even a tennis racket.
True. But it's like I said a couple of weeks back, I think, if you put Holly Holm against Ronda Rousey, 99 times out of 100, Holm would win.
Okay, but that one time. All right, let's talk about Rafael Dos Anjos and Conor McGregor on March 5th. Of course, this is what McGregor said. This is what McGregor said to him. He's a bum with a belt. Is that a fair characterization of Rafael Dos Anjos, Christian?
To be honest, does he have any characterization?
But he's a bum?
He's not a... I don't think he's a bum. I mean, he's one of the greatest world-class athletes Brazil has currently.
And Zach Attack, you weigh in on that one.
I wouldn't say he's a bum. He's a good fighter. You know, but I don't think he's like a world beater. I think he's kind of fortunate to be holding that belt. I mean, he's in the right place at the right time.
But you guys, he beat Anthony Pettis.
That is true. But to be honest, how many fighters has he faced before and after that had the same skill level as Pettis?
Mm-hmm. Oh, did Pettis?
Aside from Donald Cowboy Cerrone, of course.
Zach Attack, did he win that fight last week? Did Pettis, the Bellator champ, Addy Alvarez, deserve to win that fight over Anthony Pettis?
He did. I mean, he had the right strategy for Pettis. I mean, I think the blueprint is out on Pettis, and Clay Guida showed people years ago, you know? He's just not the best grappler. If you grapple with him, you have a chance with him. If you strike with him, you're most likely going to lose. But if you grapple with him, then you might be able to beat him.
You know, Christian, John Jones is talking about moving up to heavyweight. Of course, the 205-pound champion in recess right now, as Danny Cormier sort of tries to steal up the glory there. But they're talking about him fighting possibly in May at Madison Square Garden, but not as a heavyweight, as a light heavyweight, even though he's 6'4". I don't know if you remember Bob Foster, the great light heavyweight champion, but some guys with these all elongated frames can't put on the weight and be strong. And I think he's one of those guys. I think he's too skinny to fight the big heavyweights. What do you think?
You know what? I think it's about time that John Jones just bulks up to heavyweight. Ooh. Because people are going to say once he does get done with the light heavyweight division that, you know, the division is done with him. He doesn't have any credible fighters to face at that skill level.
Well, I'm all with that, but here's what's up. So you push him in front of a train? Just because he's run out of competition at 205 pounds, you push him in front of a train. Let me tell you, when I moved from 139 pounds to 147, I said to myself, you know what, I'm only moving up 8 pounds. Not a big thing. I got spanked. Okay, those guys were bigger than me. They were much bigger than me at 147 than a junior welterweight. And the same thing goes with these weight classes moving up from 205 to, like, the 265 limit. Those guys weighing at 240, 245 are coming in the octagon at 260. Those guys weighing at 265 are coming in the octagon at 290. Right, Zach?
Yeah, I mean, they're cutting a lot of weight to get down there, so it is a big difference.
I mean, Brock Lesnar used to come down for 310 pounds.
Wow.
And speaking of Brock, he ain't coming back as far as UFC is concerned. Will he, Christian?
Nope. He's too busy worried about the world of sports entertainment to care.
I'm glad that you brought that up because right now the world of sports entertainment sort of sucks. I mean, I watched a Raw show a few weeks ago. It was 3 hours. There were no storylines in it. There were no super characters in it. John Cena is out with an injury, as if he was a superstar in my mind. But the bottom line is, there's nobody to carry these storylines. The storylines suck. What's going on with Vince McMahon and the company?
Well, to be honest, if you think about that, their main business is in the developmental, in NXT, so to speak, because that's where all the world-class talents currently reside at. Now, kind of think of it, when they get up to the main roster, that's when the trouble starts. But I think that their developmental is more highly touted these days than the main roster.
Interesting, interesting. Do you think we need to add a weight class in there between light heavyweight and heavyweight? In other words, maybe make some of these guys that weigh over 265, allow them to have a super, super heavyweight division?
You know what? The King of the Cage can get away with having the same type of weight classes that boxing still has. And I know that King of the Cage still goes on because they still have shows on, like, MAB TV. Of course the mixed martial arts world can deal with having a cruiserweight division between the light heavyweight and the heavyweight divisions.
Interesting. Who do you think right now is pound for pound the best fighter in the world as far as MMA is concerned? Jose Aldo's out, obviously.
To be honest, Conor McGregor Conor McGregor at one and Holly Holm at two. Why? Because when it comes down to Conor McGregor, you know, he talks a lot of crap, but he always backs it up. When it comes down to Holly Holm, she doesn't need to mince words with anybody. You can just go in the ring or go in the cage and get the job done.
Interesting. We're talking UFC, of course. Bellator is happening as well. They're trying to come back. The World Series of Fighting, Christian, why can't they get off the ground? They've got the NBC Sports Network, that cable channel behind them, but somehow they can't seem to get any traction.
Because of all the behind-the-scenes stuff involving Ali Abdelaziz, their vice president, and not that many people are taking them seriously. I mean, for example, you got a guy in Yushin Thunder Otami who was supposed to have been, like, this big signing coming over from Japan, from the UFC to the WSOF. He loses to John Fitch, and now he's going back to Japan to face off against Ryuta Sakurai at a deep fighting championship event. And now, when it comes down to the WSOF card they had tonight, I don't know what all happened. But I know that their ratings really aren't that good, so yeah.
Okay.
Nobody's really taking them seriously. That's the problem.
Zach, here's a question for you, and the same question is for Christian as well. Where does Ben Askren fit in the 170-pound picture?
You know, I think Ben Askren is definitely a top five fighter, and the division's really interesting right now. He doesn't have the striking that some of the top UFC fighters have, but I think he's probably a better grappler than any of the current top UFC fighters. So I think he would fit right in there, and I'm willing to call him a top five fighter.
Christian, ready to roll on that?
I got to agree with Zach Attack Young. I think that Ben Askren is a top five fighter, but when it comes down to it, he's not really getting that many fights in. He's not really putting that much prestige into the 1FC welterweight championship of the world, even though Sabo Santos kind of ruined that for him. So, but still, I would love to see Ben Askren just come back to North America and prove his worth.
Christian of Galveston, Texas, we thank you so much. Of course, this is part of Combat Sports here on the Sports Byline broadcast. Over. Speaking of combat sports, Ring Talk Live Worldwide are Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Saturday for an hour, we talk both boxing and mixed martial arts. And then on Sunday, talk about an hour of boxing and an hour of MMA. Wait, they're not done. Then they come back on Monday, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, 5 p.m. Pacific time, an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts. Live Ring Talk, Sports Byline production. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines, coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. Coming up, NFL, but NBA as well. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Big night for the home teams in the NBA. Portland trounced the L.A. Lakers 121-103. Sacramento prevailed over Indiana 108-97. Denver was a winner over Detroit 104-101. Phoenix prevailed over Atlanta 98-95. And here's the flip side. Cleveland and LeBron James lost at home 96-83 to the Chicago Bulls. Now I got to ask this question. Did David Blatt, who was fired this week as the coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers, did he take the fall? I mean, did he take the gaff for this one? I mean, what's happening here? They got the best record in their division. They're not like a bad team, although they got blown out by the Warriors by 34 points a few nights ago. The bottom line is that why they fired him? Because he got embarrassed by the Warriors by 34 points, Zach?
Yeah, that is. And you know what? LeBron is the GM of that team.
LeBron fired him then?
Yeah, and I got to say something. You know, LeBron, for all the hype that he's gotten, you know, he's 2-4 in the finals, right? Every year he's been to the finals, he's basically constructed the roster. He's got to play with his dream roster, and he's gone 2-5. And I understand they got injured last year, but injuries happen, you know? And at the end of the day, I just think that these basketball historians are kind of overrating LeBron James. I just think he's missing a certain something. Yes, I know he got two championships, but he's just missing that thing that Kobe and Michael Jordan had, you know. And I don't see him catching their. I'm not even sure if he's going to win another title, to be honest with you.
Yes or no, Zach? Zach Young, is LeBron James a turd?
Yes.
Okay, I guess we got that straight. Let's switch some gears. Let's talk a little NFL. Of course, Oakland Raiders, of course, staying home here in Oakland, but now they're saying they want to go to San Diego. San Diego goes to Carson, California, because it looks like the Rams are going to end up in Inglewood, like I said they would. Now, the Rams are gone, no doubt about it. Has San Diego left San Diego yet, or are they still there?
Well, you know, they haven't left yet, but there was news that broke this week that they've been copywriting the L.A. Chargers. You know, they've been trying to get a copyright on that. So,
like the web domain? L.A. I see that. LAChargers.com?
It looks like they're trying to trademark some stuff like that. So they look like the likely team to come. But honestly, I think L.A. would be a lot more excited if the Raiders came back.
You know, I don't think the Raiders really – the Raiders just want out of Oakland. Everybody wants out of Oakland. Marshawn Lynch wants to retire and go back to Oakland. Everybody else wants to get out of Oakland. The Warriors are coming to the city – coming across the bay to San Francisco and Mission Bay. That's probably in about a year and a half to 2 years. The A's want out of town. They'll be there for one more year. The Raiders will be there for one more year. Nobody wants to stay in Oakland. Oakland's a cesspool in the minds of a lot of people. But you and I have been there. It's sort of cool.
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad for Oakland. You know, it's a cool city, and I think it's the most racially diverse city in the U.S. in terms of a population that big. So Oakland's a really cool city, and I think it's kind of sad that they're losing their teams. I don't think they deserve that because they've been passionate fans for years over there.
Okay, are people going to get dirty tomorrow? Will the Broncos will they hit Tom Brady late on purpose?
I think they will. I mean, I was just reading an article. One of the players on the Broncos said that he hates everything about the Patriots. So I could see that guy definitely taking a shot at Tom Brady.
Patriots favored by 3 points. Why? Tom Brady?
It's that. And I think that's what it comes down to, just the quarterback play, you know, because they are going to Denver. So, I mean, Denver, there's a good chance that Denver can pull that game off. But
now, hearing the interview with Peyton Manning and his wife, Ashley Manning, what do you think about the human growth hormone and the steroids, that kind of stuff?
Well, you know, I think it might give them a shot to win. I mean, if they're competing over who can eat a Papa John's pizza the fastest, I take Peyton in that contest.
Of course, the other game, Carolina, Cam Newton and Carson Palmer. What's going to happen there?
I just wasn't impressed with Carson Palmer. And I think Cam Newton, he's a good quarterback, and he'll be able to lead his team. And if it makes it to the Super Bowl, I would honestly favor the Panthers over either of the teams on the AFC side.
1 week from tonight, we'll know who's going to the Super Bowl. That's right. We're going to the Super Bowl. 50 down here in Santa Clara, California. They call it the San Francisco 49ers Stadium, but it's Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California, Silicon Valley, USA. Zach Attack Young, the great father of your lovely daughter, man. Tell her I said hello. We'll talk soon about Jasmine.
Oh, thank you. Tell your daughter, too.
All the best. Double Dads checking out. Scott Cuddy's been behind the scenes pulling the triggers. Until next time, peace, love, and lots of respect. And don't forget, we replay here each and every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time. And we'll come again, make that about another 2 hours when we play this show. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network all across America. This is Sports Over in America, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Thank you.